Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the good life.
What's going on, everybody? I'm your host, Mike Safosnick. Welcome to The Good Life, episode number 10. We're mixing it up a little bit. No One Republic, The Good Life. That means Chuck Philpott. He's MIA again. He'll be calling in a little while. The new music is because co-host Justin Walker, of course, is here. Of course, because we have athletes calling in. You know Justin Walker is going to make himself available. Look at us doing three shows in a row. In 2012, we're actually going to have a set schedule. We're already starting the show off with 89 listeners, the second most we ever had. After the two guests retweet the show and everything, it's going to be a lot more. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Again, the phone number is 323-927-2966. Two things coming up. We're going to get a set schedule set up. Justin and I and Chuck are going to sit down, work everything out. Also, we might actually have LB doing the call screening. We actually, when Daniel Lorton called in, I want to thank the Orlando Magic backup center for calling in yesterday. We had around like maybe 15 or 20 calls. I had no idea what they wanted to talk about. So we're going to have LB come in and do the call screening, which is basically like having no call screener. The man brings zero to the table. Listen, I want to thank Daniel Lorton one more time for calling in yesterday. He actually texted me about his third dinner guest last night. He said he wanted to be Obama, and he wants to meet him at the end of the season. Listen, let's be honest. The Magic aren't winning shit. People keep asking me about the Orton interview and the story Justin told about when we went out with the Giants, and I mistakenly called someone Rocky Bernard the whole night, how I harassed Chris Canty and called JPP a pussy. You can listen to all that. Obviously, if you listen to the show, just go to the archive section or just go to blogtalkradio.com, search M. Safosnick. Follow me on Twitter at Mike Safo. Listen, before we get to today's show, we have two big-time guests. Together, they have over 3,000 followers. One played football at USC, then at Cincinnati. He's actually on the wide receiver now on the Cincinnati Bengals, just signed. Another is arguably one of the best rappers on Staten Island who has a huge announcement. Before he tweets it, come on, I'm hoping to get a couple hundred listeners. Justin, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, host? What's going on, Mike? How you doing, bro?
Not too much, Slim. You excited about today's show?
I'm very excited. I got my little bro on, Vidal. I got my big bro on, Teddy Bang.
We actually didn't say who the guests were. Way to spoil the surprise now. But first of all, real quick. You know what? I guess we'll get to the first guest right now. He doesn't need too much of an introduction. But you know what, Just? He's one of your closest friends, and you and I have been watching football together for 20 years. For 20 years, you've told me, oh, this guy. Listen, most of them have panned out. For the past maybe 6 years now, you've been telling me that the next guest is going to be a stud. All I heard was stud this, most athletic, freak of nature, unreal hands, this. Just, I want you to introduce our next guest before I put him on the air.
Like he said, I met this guy when he was in the 10th grade. I was coaching at his high school, and I was like, you know, I've been around a lot of football, and he was one of the best that I ever seen do it. A couple of injuries, but I'm telling you, look out for this kid, Vidal Hazelton, number 17 currently, but just watch out. He's the man.
I'm going to put him on the air right now. Vidal, welcome to The Good Life. You're on the air with Mike and Justin. How are you, buddy?
How you doing? What's up, man?
First of all, I want to congratulate you.
What's up, man?
Listen, I appreciate you doing my show and taking some time out. I know you guys have been really busy. Congratulations on getting signed. How's everything going right now? How you feeling?
Everything is going good, man. I'm feeling kind of sore right now because, you know, I'm back into football now. I had practice all this week, so getting back into the groove of things. So, you know, I'm just feeling a little bit sore, but nothing I can't handle.
All right, Vidal, listen, here's how the interview is going to go. We're going to keep you on for a couple minutes. We're not going to waste your whole day. I'm going to ask two questions, obviously answer each one. Justin, throw a question. Of course, you know Justin. He's too lazy to come to my house and do the show. So you know the man's laying in bed right now doing his show. Instead of coming to my house, I'd make him a nice dinner. You know, so instead of us sitting in my room doing a normal interview together, we have to text each other. All right, listen, Vidal, I'm going to start it off right now, okay?
All right, let's go.
When did you know that football wasn't a sport anymore for you? When did you know that it was the real deal? This is how you're going to support your family. This is going to be your livelihood. When did you know that?
Well, it actually probably was in the 10th grade when I met Justin. Well, Justin kind of inspired me to go to college because he went to the University of Virginia, so he was around me so much when I was a kid, so I kind of looked up to him, and he used to always tell me, man, like, you got talent and stuff like that, like, you could take your game to the next level, and I kind of believed that, and just my times at Moore Catholic, I used to take pride in each year and performing at the highest level.
All right, I'm glad you brought up Moore Catholic, because that actually brings me to my second question. Why'd you leave Moore?
I left Moore mainly because it had to do with my grades. You know, like, I wasn't probably as focused as I should have been, like, freshman through junior year, because I never really really seen myself getting recruited at the level I was getting recruited at. So once the offers and stuff started pouring in, you know, I had to buckle down on school, and I didn't think Moore was the place for me, you know, too many distractions and stuff like that. I kind of wanted to get away.
Let me jump in on that real quick, Mike. He scored 19 touchdowns as a junior on Staten Island, led like Staten Island in touchdowns, and didn't make Advent All-Star. Joe Nugent, the local cable television sports guy, had no idea who he was until he got player of the game, you know, against C. So that was another conversation his dad and I had. Was like, we need to get this kid out of here. We took him to all these camps. He got MVP, but nobody on Staten Island knew who he was. So he got out of there, ends up being the number one player in the country. Thank you.
Vidal, I got a funny story for you about you leaving school. So Justin and I have been best friends for forever. In high school, mm-hmm. let's be honest, he was I hate to admit it, because I hate to get his head even bigger than it is, but he was highly recruited. He really was. He'd be getting letters all the time, and he knew it. You know, he'd go past a girl and drop the letter from Oklahoma on the breast. But I'll tell you a funny story. So junior year, you know Justin, he's lazy, so he used to quit practice, and he used to think of a stupid excuse to quit practice. Oh, the coach gave me a dirty look, whatever. So one day, this is the truth, it's cold as hell outside. He goes to visit one of his old coaches, Justin, I think it was the Bruno coach, right, Just?
Yes, sir.
So we're at his house, and it's cold outside, so the Bruno guy just gave him one of his Tottenville, like, jackets. No big deal, it was the most, I was standing there, Coach Bruno gave Justin a Tottenville jacket, no big deal. Of course we go to a party that night. Of course, Justin's making rumors about himself. Oh, Justin might be leaving Peters to go to Poly Prep or to Tottenville. Dude, rumors were rampant that Justin was getting transferred because, of course, he loved the attention by wearing a Tottenville. That's what he did. All right, Justin, you got a question for the superstar wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals?
I do. Vidal, you played at USC, you played at Cincy. Favorite coach, you know, Carroll, Sarkisian, Johnny Morton, Lane Kiffin, Brian Kelly, all these great coaches, whether a position coach or head coach, who's your favorite and why?
Man, you kind of put me on the spot. But, you know, every coach that I've been with, you know, I feel like I've learned something from them, but I feel like the coach who I've had the biggest connection with, you know, I've had connections with head coaches and receiver coaches, but I felt like the biggest impact connection that I really had besides in high school, you know what I'm saying? But it was at Cincinnati with Coach Butch Jones and my receiver coach. I kind of like, you know, I kind of really felt like they had an understanding of like the type of different things that I could do on the football field. You know, most people kind of probably like just view me as some big old receiver who just possessing catch type of guy, and you know, they didn't see it that way, and neither did I. So those are my dudes over there at Cincinnati.
Describe the difference right now in USC. You know, Justin and I, I'm driving home today from work. Justin calls me up, and we're talking about if we had the talent. This is a real conversation. If we had the talent to go to these different schools, where would we go? And one of the schools we said was USC, just because the whole atmosphere. You're a rock star. Describe the difference between USC, the campus, everything about it, the football program, and Cincinnati. Just give us the biggest difference. It doesn't have to be a knock on either school. I'm just curious the biggest difference between the two schools.
Being in L.A., probably.
Yeah, I would say the biggest difference is just, yeah, you know, the city difference. You know, L.A. is a big city. It's kind of just kind of like New York. You could kind of get lost in the city. But I would definitely say L.A. because, you know, like it's more convenient for everybody with the weather and all that stuff like that. So at practices and stuff, we'll have superstars and stuff at practice. You know, Snoop Dogg, like we'll have like guys from other schools who didn't even go to USC just come out and watch a practice. So we'll probably have like 3,000 people watching practice a day. So, I mean, that's the difference between being at USC and at Cincinnati where it wasn't that many people in the stands when we was practicing, like, you know.
Okay, you're a stud receiver, like I said before. You're in the Cincinnati Bengals. You were picked up by the Chargers. Who do you model your career after? Who, when you were younger, you watched him and you go, you know what, I'm going to follow in his footsteps. Who was it?
I like so many players. I mean, my favorite team growing up was the Atlanta Falcons, but I used to a receiver that I don't know if anybody probably knows of him. He used to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. His name is Jacquez Green. I don't know. It's just something about him that I always used to like. So since I was a kid, I was like, man, I kind of want to be nice like Jacquez Green. So I don't know if I never probably told him. I used to like Jamal Anderson too. I had a bunch of football players that I liked, but Jacquez Green was somebody who really that I wanted to model my game after. I wanted to play like him.
Now, listen, this man who I'm about to talk about, he's listening right now, okay? He's in California right now. He says he's not calling the show right now. He's actually drinking a few beers right now. He's not calling. I'm asking you this question, and I want the answer. I want the truth, okay? You've caught passes, and you practice, and you're friends with Mark Sanchez, the quarterback of the Jets. You caught passes with my buddy, Nick Dasha, who was drafted by the Royals, and now he's the quarterback of Wagner. No, this is no laughing matter. Right on the air, by the way, we have 121 listeners. It's the most we ever had so far. I thank you for that. And after this interview, you're going to retweet this interview, and you're following me on Twitter. I don't know why you're not yet, but we'll get to that later on. Tell me right now, who bagged more chicks, and who did more chicks want, Nick Dasha or Mark Sanchez? And tell the truth. I don't want to lie on this one. Tell the truth.
Well, you kind of comparing a big university to Moore Catholic. So, but Nick Dasha was the man when we was at Moore Catholic. So I don't know, but I mean, like I said, like it's the difference between the ratio from girls to high school and college is totally different. But Sanchez definitely was the man on campus too. So I can't even lie about that.
If Nick Dasha was a USC Trojan, does he pull in as much tail? Nick Dasha's girlfriend's probably listening right now because she listens all the time. Does Nick Dasha pull in as much tail as Mark Sanchez if he goes to USC?
He's going to give me to you by his girlfriend, man.
You're right.
Nick Dasha's a handsome dude, man, so I'm pretty sure he will. You know, it's not hard to probably get girls in California as a starting quarterback for USC. So.
You're right. Josh, you got any questions for him? I have a few more, but you want to go?
Are you excited to play with Andy Dalton and A.J. Green?
Yeah, I'm really excited, man. That's kind of like two big people who I wanted to see when I got out here. And, you know, A.J. Green is cool. Me and him, you know, be clowning around and meeting and stuff sometimes. And Andy Dalton is, I thought he was going to be like all stuck up and stuff. And when I met him, he was real down to earth, you know, and I couldn't believe his hair is really red. So it's like a cool dude, man.
Here's how I'm going to do this. I'm going to ask you three quick questions, and you got to give me the quick answers. Then we have your old boy, Chuck Philpott, calling in right now. We're going to get him on the air. He has a couple questions for you. We're going to only hold you 5 more minutes. Chuck's going to be on in a second. Okay. Favorite food?
Spaghetti.
Favorite movie?
Some real good spaghetti, though, not just the sauce and
Justin. Grandma Corner. We got to bring it to the Grandma Corner.
Vidal, I'm going to tell you something. Every time Justin has any player he played with or any one of his good friends come up, no matter who it was, Justin brings us to my grandmother's house. I promise you, you come back to the Rock, and I mean this. You tell Justin, she'll make you she make a dinner out of control?
Unbelievable, Vidal. I'm telling you, like a king. All the antipasta and mozzarella you can handle, bro.
All right. You don't have to emphasize the mozzarella at all. Okay, Vidal, favorite movie?
Favorite movie? I wanted to say a movie, but I don't think it's probably appropriate for the radio show.
But Chuck on the air. Chuck curses every episode, don't worry.
Favorite movie? I would have to go with, that's kind of hard. I like Training Day.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to give you a tough question right now. I asked Daniel Lorton this. Any athlete who calls in, I'm going to ask him this question. Three dinner guests right now. You get any three dinner guests in the history of the world. Who do you want to sit down with you, three people to have dinner with?
It would probably be Beyonce would be one.
Okay.
let me see. I would go with Alicia Keys and Cassie.
Nah. See, I like where you had that. I like what you had. Okay, I'm gonna
I like where
he
says that too. He names three hot chicks. Our boy Orton was like John Wooden, Obama. Well, hot chicks are thinning.
I don't know. Those are the top three guests that I would think of. First off, Mark.
Right, here we go. I'm gonna keep you off a couple of minutes. Here we go. Coolest person right now. I take Fidel Hazleton's phone. Who's the coolest person in your phone right now?
The coolest person in my phone.
Yes.
Oh, man. It depends on, let me see. I would go with the coolest person in my phone. I would probably go with Jerome Bettis.
Wow, that's a solid answer.
That's very cool.
Jerome Bettis.
You know what? That's a real solid answer. All right, here we go. I'm going to finish up now. You're a big basketball fan, Justin told me.
Yeah.
All right, I have the first pick in the fantasy basketball draft. Who do I pick?
Kobe Bryant.
Listen to me. I'll tell you the reason I asked you that. First of all, did you see Kobe's 4-point play last night against my Knicks?
Uh-huh.
I'm telling Justin, I'm going to ask him. Justin's like, he's going to say Kobe. He's a Kobe guy.
Yeah, I'm a Kobe guy for sure.
All right, listen, real quick. Who besides USC, where you went to first, who had a real legitimate shot to get you?
A real legit, my dad, my parents kind of, they really loved Penn State, so
okay.
I liked Penn State because of their tradition. I took visits there, but I never.
Sandusky would have been trying to have his way with you, guys.
See, Josh, don't even talk about that because we have 141 listeners now. Don't even say anything about that. Okay, listen. Right now, I'm going to ask you two last questions, and then if Chuck calls back, he hung up. He's probably on some porn site. Listen, tell me the best game right now of your career. Any level, give me your best game. Best statistical game you ever had.
Best game, I would probably say I would probably say versus Oregon. At Oregon, but we lost that game. But I felt like they was coming to me that game. I felt like I was the number one target that game, and I felt like I lived up to the challenge, making tough catches, and I just felt real good about that game.
I have three more questions for you. I'm going to hold you on for 1 minute. Because we're going to put on your air one of your biggest fans, one of your biggest supporters, Chuck Philpott, my co-host, again, wouldn't come to the compound. Say what's up to your boy.
What's up, V? How you doing?
What's up, Chuck?
How's everything going in Cincinnati?
Everything is going good, man. You know, I'm familiar with the area, so I'm just hanging out over here at my hotel.
All right, buddy, all right. I was going to ask
you
what made
you
choose
right?
7 over 4 when you went to USC?
Wait, say that again?
What made you choose 7 over 4 when you went to USC?
I chose 7 because Michael Vick has been my favorite player forever. Besides who I wanted to be like Jacquez Green, but Michael Vick has been my favorite. And then I remember that senior year when I was supposed to come back to more Catholic, I was going to be quarterback that year and I was going to pick number 7. So when I got to USC, number 7 was open. So just went with it.
All right. I think you guys were talking about the Notre Dame game, right?
He mentioned it. We didn't get into it.
All right. I know you're not the biggest fan of Notre Dame. When I was rooting for them, when Jeff Samardzija was on the team, you had Reggie Bush push Matt Lyon in the end zone before you went there. Now, did you have any extra motivation playing against them since you really weren't a big fan of them?
Yeah, and I mean, like that game, that USC Notre Dame game that year, kind of like set the standard for me and a lot of kids in my class when we came in that year to let them know how serious that game is. So when we stepped on the field versus Notre Dame, it was war. And up to this day, I don't know what it is, but I just really hate Notre Dame and I don't like UCLA. So I guess
I will let you know, Vidal, the host Mike, that's his favorite college football team, the worst college football team in the country.
They're not the worst. All right, Chuck, I know you have two more questions for him. Chuck, you want to give them to him?
Just one more. When you left USC, what made you choose? I know you needed a pass-heavy offense, but were there any other schools in contention with Cincinnati? Or I know you wanted to be around, like, it was actually originally with, what's his name, Kelly, but he went to Notre Dame, and then Butch Jones came in. Do you think about any other schools?
Tell them the story when you were sitting on the couch at Syracuse about to meet with the AD. You make a phone call. What happens?
Oh, yeah, that's a funny story. But Yeah, but a lot of schools was just looking at me. You know, it wasn't really about – I mean, I didn't really put too many schools down on the list when I wanted to transfer because I kind of knew exactly what I wanted out of a school, and it was kind of like they didn't have to recruit me. I kind of knew what I wanted, so I was kind of – you know what I'm saying? I kind of chose it that way. But, you know, it came down to – I really wanted to go – it came – for the top three schools it came down to was because mainly the reason why I left was because my granddad was diagnosed with prostate cancer, so I wanted to get – as close to him as possible. So I was looking at Rutgers, Syracuse, and I was actually looking at four schools: Rutgers, Syracuse. Who was it? Just it was Missouri, and it was Cincinnati. And then it ended up coming down to Syracuse and Cincinnati, and I ended up moving all my stuff up to Syracuse, and I was up there with the team and the coaches and everything like that. And then the day the coaches at Syracuse, they tried to get me to sign, but it was just something I wasn't feeling up there. And then I got a call right before, I got a call right before I was supposed to go in and sign, and it was the Cincinnati coaches, and they told me not to sign nothing and that they wanted me. And if Syracuse could do whatever to get me in the school, they could do the same. So all my stuff was packed in the car, and I got a charger, so... All my stuff was packed in the car, my TV, everything. I just put all my stuff in it and just left the campus. The coaches was going crazy.
Oh, my God, that's great. And I remember Fresno State that year, my heart broke. Because you never return kicks. And when you went down, did you know right away you were done?
It happened before anybody even touched me. So it was like, you know, that's how easy that football stuff to be. To get taken away from you, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was just like an easy cut that I'll make in my sleep. And it just, when it happened at that time, you know, it was real hot that day. I was cramping up, and then I had to get like two IVs that game. It was just, you know, so it was kind of like, it was kind of seeing, I don't know, it was just a sad situation, but everything is cool now.
But I'm going to finish up with a couple questions real quick. I want to thank you for real. Thank you for calling the show. We actually have 142 mm-hmm. listeners right now. That's the most we ever had so far. After you retweet it, when we finish this episode, I'm going to send it to you. You will then follow me on Twitter. Real quick, because Justin just texted me during the show. Of course, we're going to make a trip out to Cincinnati. He already told me we're going to Cincinnati. Sell me right now, in 30 seconds, what you're going to bring to the Cincinnati Bengals next year. Sell it to me right now.
I'm going to bring a lot of physicality, a lot of blocking. You know, I'm a big receiver. I like to get the ball in my hands quick and like to make people miss. You know, just a cool guy, you know, cool guy to be with in the locker room. You know, just a lot of touchdowns. That's about it.
My mate, listen, you sold me. Listen to me real quick. How tall are you standing right now? How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
What do you weigh?
Exactly. I weigh 208 pounds. I weighed in today.
All right. Because I'm right now in my room. I have a little TV, and I'm watching a travel channel. It's Best Beaches in Miami. I'm looking at myself. I'm 5'11", like 207. All right, I'm gonna get on your workout program. Listen, I'm gonna hit you up. All kidding aside, thank you so much for calling. I'm gonna get you a jersey I'm gonna get a jersey. I have a guy who gets me some good jerseys. I'm gonna send it out to you. You're gonna sign it for me. It's gonna be framed in my house. When you come out here, you're gonna have dinner with my grandmother. Justin will be there. I just really want to thank you for calling the show. Listen, good luck this week. Good luck making the playoffs. I know you guys will. Justin, you want to say goodbye to your buddy?
I'll let you later, V. Thanks for calling, bro.
All right, bro.
V, thank you so much, buddy. Be good, okay? Be safe.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Of course, man. Justin, another celebrity guest. Listen, Just, we're not going to go on for 20 minutes about him. We have a big-time rapper calling in. Listen to me, Just. He's the real deal. You've been telling me this, and I do take for whatever you say. Like, legit, we make fun of each other. The talent the kid has is he's a freak. If you Google him right now, scouts.com, he's just a freak of nature. That's what he is.
Yes, sir. He kind of jacked up the Cincinnati story. He was actually sitting on the couch in Syracuse, about to go meet with the AD. Calls his man Justin Wolf and says, "I want to go to Cincinnati." I call Coach Kelly. I actually spoke to Pete Carroll on the phone because Pete Carroll wouldn't sign his release. And then, 4 days later, he's driving to Cincinnati. That's how it went down, just saying.
We're not going to say what car he was driving. Just, we got your brother calling in a minute. You know what time we're going to get him on or no?
After 30. I could tell him to come out.
Oh, yeah, get him on the phone real quick. I just want to tell the audience that Katy Perry getting divorced from Russell Brand. So she's not in my top 10. She's like 15 to 20 on my list. But she's no Amanda Knox or Mila Kunis. But she's single. Hopefully she hits me up. So I'm going to hit her up on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, at Mike Sappho. Let's get Chuck back on the line. Chuck, you're back on the line. Chuck, what's going on?
How you guys doing?
Good, Chuck. Justin's just going to get his brother on the line. Hang on for the interview. Chuck, you got to get to my house a little more, Chuck. We're very personal.
I wanted to mention one more thing about Vig. First of all, I thought you guys put it right on hand. He was going to have a fucking outstanding year at Cincinnati. He was going to light up everything, but I'm just heartbroken he got hurt.
I know, Chuck, he was a stud at USC. Chuck, let me ask you a question, big guy. You missed
the second-rated player coming out of high school behind Percy Harvin.
I know, and he went, you know what, Chuck? I didn't like the fact. Chuck, is that your dog, Chuck?
Yeah.
Come on, Chuck. Control that animal,
trying to get on
Chuck.
The show.
Chuck,
he's trying to get
we
on
have
the
a
show.
Lot of people going, you know, Chuck, I was we talk like it's a normal show. It's Gonzo Radio. We just say whatever the hell we want. We have to legitimately get a call screening because I have like 7 or 8 numbers up here. I have no idea who they are. I don't want to just punch them on, though, because we got a lot of prank calls on here. But, Chuck,
I want to announce something, by the way. Andrew Giants has signed with the Yankees for $2 million and earn $1.4 more in incentives.
Wait, who signed?
Andrew Jones with the Yankees, $2 million, and he can earn up to $3.4 million if he reaches all the incentives.
Thanks, Chuck. Chuck, you break the news. Chuck, hold on. Chuck, do you know how to interview a hip-hop artist? Let me ask you a question.
I got one question for him. That's it.
All right, Chuck, I'm going to have you on hold. Chuck, hang out because I'm going to introduce him. When he calls back in, Just, you on the air, Just?
Yes, sir.
All right, Just, you want to do some introducing before your brother calls in?
I will do. I'm not even going to speak about it. I'm just going to play a little snippet of Cheddar Bang's record called Shout My Borough Out. Anybody from Staten Island in the New York City area knows that Staten Island gets treated like the armpit of the city, but, you know, we do it just as good as anybody else. So here's a little snippet of our upcoming interview, Cheddar Bang.
Got him. Yo. Dead from the steel dust. Whole lot of black dust. Fist full of bang, bang. You wanna act up. We got a whole lot of guns here. Get money and war big. Girls get my name like I'm pulling on their horses. Yeah. A couple cops got horses. Ask around, Cheddar Bang, be the horses. But just when you put up a thing, 100 more coming through the mask over the face. But I'm hit the face.
Justin, that's a solid job. Before we even get him on the phone, I'm going to click him on now. Cheddar Bang, you're on the air. It's an absolute pleasure and honor to have arguably one of Staten Island's hottest rappers. And Cheddar, listen to me. Justin can attest to this. We've taken road trips. We've flown all over the world together. I don't like rap music. The only rap I know is Eminem and the Jay-Z that he forces down me. And I told him flat out, straight up, I truly enjoy your music. You actually know what the fuck you're doing. Welcome to the show, man.
What up? Can I curse?
You can always curse, Cheddar. You say whatever you want, Cheddar.
All right, good. Welcome to the good life, bitches. Snuff.
Listen,
snuff.
Thank you. First of all, before we even start the interview, I'm out of my element with the hip-hop. I just want to first plug where people can listen to your music, where people can buy your music, and where they can follow you on Twitter. Just do that first.
You could just Google Cheddar Bang, C-H-E-D-D-A space B-A-N-G. Google me, and that'll tell you where you could get all your free music. It's at Cheddar Bang, same spelling, one word on Twitter, and Cheddar Bang on Facebook. If you just Google it, it'll tell you everything. I got about 20 pages.
Go to YouTube. Videos are hot. Cheddar Bang,
YouTube, Cheddar Bang, C-H-E-D-D-A space B-A-N-G. Cheddar Bang, man.
All right, Cheddar, listen to me. I'm going to start the interview off. Okay, every person growing up, everyone wants to be in a band. They want to be a rock star. They want to be a rapper. What made you never falter from your dreams and continue to make music? Sorry, I just think we lost him there, Justin?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think we lost your brother. Oh, here he is. He's back on.
Yeah. But they can just go anywhere, you know, and just cheddar bang. Everything's cheddar bang. Don't panic entertainment. You Google it, you'll find the greatest music and best video.
Cheddar, listen, I just lost you for a second. Listen, I said, for everyone growing up wants to be a rapper in a band on a rock star. What made you never falter from your dreams and continue to make good music? What made you never leave the music industry?
Because, you know, if you have it, some people, it's like, it's a gift for me. It's a gift because, you know, music just comes naturally. So it's not like I could quit. One day, you know, God forbid, I wake up and the passion for the music is not there, then that'll be the end of it. But that'll be, like, the end of me because right now, music is really, that's all I've known for the longest, like, to make good music, produce. You know, so it's just in my blood. It just comes natural. So that's what
growing up.
Growing up,
who are your influences? Like, who in the music industry? I just asked Vidal Hazelton, the wide receiver for the Bengals. Who do you model his career after? So who were your influences growing up?
My influences growing up, you know, hip hop wise, were, you know, everybody that was doing it big. Big Daddy Kane, Gangsta, Nas. You know, my range goes from a long, you know, even today, 50 Cent and Puff Daddy with their entrepreneurship, because more now is more than just rapping, it's business as well. So those are a lot of the names that I looked up to from the day I started listening to music until today, you know what I'm saying?
Cheddar, you look at Fortune 500, 10 years ago, there's not one rapper on there. The only African-Americans you would see are athletes. Now it's Jay-Z, P. Diddy, Russell Simmons, all these guys who just take the rap game and just extend it to places that no one ever thought, and that's great. All right, listen, when did you know that your hip-hop talent was special and you weren't just another guy rhyming on the street? When did you know that it was special enough and you were talented enough that to have 2,000 listeners on Twitter, to have people come to want your CD? When did you know you were special?
When, shout out to Bimmy Antony, he was my manager. Everybody knows Bimmy from Queens. Dream Team and all that. When Bimmy Antony in 1998 took me and my group to see Russell Simmons, and Russell Simmons heard my voice and said, "Yo, who's that?" And I was like, "That's me." And I just shut up. He was like, "Yo, you're dope." You know what I'm saying? So when the Godfather, and then he was like, "Yo, who did the beat?" I was like, "That's me." You know, I didn't want to say too much, but he was like, "Yo, the beat is dope." So with that being said, once Russell Simmons, the Godfather of hip-hop, told me I was dope, nobody else really couldn't tell me nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Listen to me. I don't want no, oh, they're all great. Cheddar Bang, I'm telling you, I'm not a rap fan. You're arguably one of the best I heard. Who's the best rapper of all time? Don't tell me. Just tell me right now the best rapper of all time.
Nas.
Who? Really?
Nas, N-A-S, yes.
Where is he?
I knew your brother was going to chime in. I'll tell you this. So I'm out of the rap game. I don't read too much into it. Unless Eminem is on the cover of Source, I'll buy it. But listen, Cheddar, I'll never forget when Nas and Jay-Z were beefing. All I heard, because Justin, look at Jay-Z kill him. Look, I had to hear that same shit. Justin, what was it?
He's retarded, because if you ask Jay-Z who won, guess what he'll tell you?
Jay-Z.
Chad, I'll tell you this. He used to call me up. Listen, Josh, you know the lyric. I'm surprised you don't have a tattoo to cross your heart. What would he? Did he bang Nas's wife and left a condom? What was the line, Josh? Because you a million times
he
told
said,
me that line.
He said,
okay.
Hold on, I'll tell you what he said. He
said 181 listeners, by the way. Okay.
Yes. Excuse us. Skeeted in your Jeep, left condos in your baby seat, but he went online after that and apologized for it on the radio.
Because his mom was like, "You ain't have to do that
come
boy
on,
like that."
Come on, Five.
His mom was like, "You ain't have to do that boy like that. I'm your baby mama's favorite rapper." That's what he
but
told
that's me. That's what Ho said. But even in defeat, it's a victory for me. So he knows he lost. New York City said he lost, Hot 97. So, you know.
Okay, listen. First of all, the phone number.
I count more than anything.
Listen,
okay.
Obviously, the phone number 323-927-2966. We're on the phone interviewing. Call up. We're on the phone interviewing Cheddar Bang. We have a few more questions for him. Okay, Cheddar.
And
hands
love
down,
and
down.
Love.
Okay, here we go. This is a personal question. You were incarcerated for a few years.
Yes. Sir.
How did that change your music? Did it change you in any way? Like, you rapped out something. Did it change any way being behind bars for a while?
Yeah, I mean, with artists, anything you go through in life changes you in some shape, form, or fashion. So That's what, you know, when I, you know, went through, when I went to prison, it was like, okay, it wasn't, for me, it was what I made out of it. It changed the music because I went through something. So me going through what I went through, being in prison for all that time, I took what experience I had in there, which weren't all bad because I was reading business books and watching documentary movies and expanding my mind and thinking outside of that. So all that did was make me be more creative and, you know, be more strong as an individual and know more about the game business-wise. So it was a bonus. You know, that was, it was like a diamond in the rough going there because I got good things out of it, even though it was the worst place next to death. But, you know, it changed my music in a better way. It changed me in a better way, too.
You know, I love the fact you said you actually read up on business books instead of just sitting there rapping, because you know you're going to take your rap game to the next level. You're going to become the next entrepreneur. Now, listen, let me ask you a question. Do you laugh at some of these rappers who sing about jailed and troubled times when none of them experienced 10% of the shit you went through? Do you just sit back and laugh at it?
Of course I laugh at it, because at the end of the day, it's like, I know and understand. I used to be mad a while ago, a long time ago, but I know and understand that it's entertainment. And people are trying to sell, you know, music because the people have a hard time, the fans, separating the artist from the music. So they believe everything that they hear, like, oh, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you. No, you're not. You live 600 million. You're really not going to do nothing. So, but everybody's caught up in the hoopla. But the downside of that is that these rappers playing that game, when they go through these hoods and they run into these real dudes, they got to answer to that. So, you know, I definitely laugh at it because it's crazy.
Besides making money, let's be honest, that's what everyone wants to do, is make money. What's your inspiration? Like, you walk around with a pen and paper, just like any shit that comes to your mind? Because when Justin, listen, I've always heard about you. Justin's been my best friend for 20 years. He's always like, my brother, you got to hear my brother rap game. Like, he always told me, when you got out, when you came over my house, I met you, I went to YouTube that night. You can ask Justin for an hour. I was calling him up. I'm like, oh, my God. Because I don't like rap. I like certain lyrics in rap. And I'm like, Justin, your brother's fucking awesome. And you put it all together. Do you really walk around with a pen? Like, how do you, all your rhymes, how do you remember them? Or how do you, what inspires you to write all these shit?
Basically, what I do is, you know, if the, like I said, rhymes come to me, bars, you know, quotes and things like that. Like, people say, oh, he's lying. It didn't come to him. Like, they do. It comes in my head, pause, and I just write them into my phone. Or sometimes the beat brings it out of me, you know what I'm saying? But it's a combination of things that inspire me, but it's usually the beat or something that's going on in my life, or, you know, just a thought that I had a week ago, and I'll put it into the beat.
So right, listen, I've seen almost all your videos. You're truly, and I tell your brother this, you saw me, I plug you on Twitter once in a while. Sometimes when I'm getting ready to go out, I'll throw your album on. I finally turn off a Blink-182 or a Bob Dylan song, and I put you on. Listen to me, you're the hardest working rapper I've seen out there. When is the host, myself, going to be on the video to meet those girls? I need to know that.
Shout out to my wife. Yo, Safo is fronting right now. I want the mass public to know that. Snuff is fronting. He's always welcome. You know that. You need to bring some of the girls you got to be in the video. Run and tell
that. Listen, some of the girls that we know are too dirty for your videos. Listen to me. That goes to the next question. Jenny, you have a girlfriend right now, don't you?
Yes, she's listening right now, waiting for me to say something stupid.
No, that's good. That means it's more groupie love for me and Justin. When I get my Cheddar Bay t-shirt on and say, okay, now listen, here's a question. And I mean this, too. This is a real, this might be the most serious question I ask you right now. I just said you're a hard-working dude. I wish I had half your drive. How the fuck are you so hard-working and your brother isn't? I'm serious. What makes you every day want to get out there and work, and your brother want to not leave his goddamn bed? For real.
Because,
how do you know hard-working genes?
Well, I can't explain that, but I'm sure he can explain that better than you, because let him tell it. You just rap. You don't do nothing. Let him tell you better than me.
Does it bother you? This is the truth. Does it bother you that he's so fucking lazy and he didn't try harder in college and make it the league so me and you can be living the good life? Does it bother you that
he's not in the NFL now? Yeah, I'm glad he's being quiet, because let me say this. I want you to be honest now, say it. Yeah, he told me, I don't know where I was at the time. I was like, yo, man, you going to the league? I don't want to go to the training camp. They trying to, you don't want to what?
I'm thinking mansions and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know.
Now he's on the radio with us like a jerk. You know what I'm saying? But
listen,
I still love him.
Listen up. I'm going to tell you something. I remember I went down to Virginia. I've been down there 50 times. And I remember looking at the games, and I'll never forget the game, Just. I was down there. You guys played Colorado State. It's the first game of the year. Justin, Just, you were a sophomore, right, Justin?
Junior.
You were a junior. And Cheddar, he came in there, and he legitimately made a difference. Like, he batted down a pass. He played his ass off. I'm like, I'm looking at myself, and I'm like, that dude over there, he's going to get me some money. And now he quits. He's this late. This affects my thing.
He's
it
a
really
beast.
Does. He is
he's
a beast. All right,
beast.
John, I have a couple more questions for you, then I'm going to let you go. I want you to plug everything. I know you have a big announcement. Listen to me.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the announcement. We're going to finish up with the announcement. Give me your three dinner guests right now.
Three dinner guests?
Yeah. I didn't tell you.
Shit. I got lost. Barack Obama.
Okay.
Oh my God! They're alive, though. They're alive.
Anyone? Just give me three
alive.
Right now. My grandma's cooking a dinner for Cheddar. Who's coming to it?
Okay.
They're alive.
Barack Obama.
Okay.
My grandma Janet, rest in peace. Shout out grandma Janet. And who's the baddest? Who's a bad Marilyn Monroe, maybe? Either her or Cleopatra from back in the days. You know, I don't want to be discriminatory, but the queen
Justin,
Cleopatra.
Now, Justin, wait, do the question. Cheddar, here's the story. Every girl I talk to or mention or say, oh, Just, this girl's pretty, this girl's pretty. What's the first question you ask me, Justin?
I don't know.
He goes, are they down with the brown? So, yes, that's all he says. So, hopefully Marilyn Monroe... He's down with the brown. All right, listen.
Yes.
Shut up. Last two questions.
I got a question.
Okay.
Two questions, actually. First question is, what's the most important lesson you've learned in life? The most important lesson that I've learned in life is that to be patient and not to rush. To be patient. Because sometimes, I'm passionate. Anybody that knows me, I'm passionate. And if somebody doesn't move like they, you know, I have a strong drive. So if you're not moving as fast as me, I tend to, what are you doing? I tend to, and it may not even be that serious. Their phone might have been dead. But for me, it's business. Like, so I'll rush and I'll overreact to something. That's just one scenario. But patience, is the key to a lot of success, and that's one of the important things that I learned.
No doubt. My other question is,
okay.
if you could work with any artist in any genre, dead or alive, who would it be?
Michael Jackson. The old Mike, though. Before, you know what I mean, all the nonsense. You know what I'm saying? BC, before children. Nah, I can't say that.
Wow, they got this song. Listen, that's a great answer. Oh, listen, let me ask you two questions. And then we get to your big announcement. We have 187 listeners. This is the most we've ever had. And when Vidal Hazelton, Daniel Orton, you tweet it, it's going to go. I know everyone's going to listen on demand. When you want to listen to the show on demand, just go, obviously you can listen to this episode, go to blogtalkradio.com and search M. Safosnik. I know it's long. It's M-S-A-F-O-S-C-H-N-I-K. All the episodes are there. Cheddar, who's the coolest person right now on your phone? I take your phone. Who's the coolest person on your phone right now?
Inspector Deck. Shout out to the Wu-Tang Clan, the big homie Deck, man. I can call the guy who said, I smoke on the mic like smoke. No, actually, he calls me. Like, that's amazing to me. He's a cool dude. So, Inspector Deck, shout out to Wu.
Can I play another bang snippet real quick?
Yeah, I hope you do. Play it right now, Justin. Is it up and running? You ready?
Yeah, here we go. This is Roll Call by Cheddar Bang.
Roll Call. Stand up. It's the good life, baby.
Welcome to Hell, we're here to kill God.
announcement.
Okay.
Right now, 181 listeners, so we're losing 6 listeners. Oh. Thanks, Justin, for the bad audio. Okay, listen. Chetta, do we have permission, and it's the truth, we start the show off usually with the Good Life song. Do we have permission to upload your music and start my show off with it, and I'll give you a every time I play it, I'll give you a plug.
Hell yeah. Come on, Favre, you my white brother.
I like that. Listen, I have your phone number, so I'm going to text you, because I'm definitely coming to the next music video just to supervise. I want nothing to do with any of those girls. I don't know if my Mama Snuff will approve of them. She probably
Listen,
will.
Listen, you are good. You're good because I need dudes like y'all because I don't mess with them. You know what I'm saying? I got a wife. Shout out to the wife. And, you know what I mean? The family.
Oh,
you know,
she
like,
is so solid.
You know, I'm off the scene. So that's more buns for y'all. You know
I'm out of the game. I've been out of the game. You didn't hear my 2012 New Year's resolution. Justin, do you want to tell them
you
my New Year's
game.
Resolution? Yeah, well,
his New Year's resolution is no getting it shaken, no Roxy without emotion and feeling and love or whatever that stuff.
That's
I'm gonna throw out. You've been hanging around too many widows, man. What's wrong with you, man?
Listen, listen to me. No more meaningless sex in 2012. That's it.
Oh,
I've had enough of it. Okay, listen, Chetta, make your announcement. To the 184 people listening right now, and a lot more will be on demand. Whatever your announcement is, I'll put on my Facebook. I'll put on my Twitter. We'll make Vidal Hazelton put it on his Twitter. Give me your announcement right now, please.
Okay. How many listeners we got right now?
Right now, we're at 186.
Right now, we got 186 listeners live on the Good Life Blog Talk Radio, and I'm announcing Uncle Murder will be performing on Staten Island at Eve's Ultra Lounge on February 10th. Arthur Kill Road and Cheddar Bang will be opening up for Uncle Murder. So let me tell that.
Little Uncle Murder for y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait.
This is serious, because we don't have
artists
coming out to Staten Island. Like, I went to the studio, sat down with Uncle Murder till, 3 in the morning, back and forth. Yo, we need you out here, fam. Nobody comes to Staten Island. He made it happen, you know what I mean? He was like, yo, I'm going to do it for you. So that's what it is. Uncle Murder's performing, man, February 10th, off of Kill. Cheddar Bang's opening up. We making a movie, man. Welcome to the Good Life. That's it.
Listen, Cheddar, before you go, Cheddar, I promise you this. Every show, I will promote that. And we have Canty, we have a few other guys calling in the show. They're going to retweet it, which is going to get me more listeners. Every single person, I promise you, every day I'll promote that to start the show and to end the show. Listen to me. Thank you for calling the show.
I need y'all to act Uncle Murder, too, and tell him, yo, we waiting for you. You know what I'm saying? I got to get him hyped, get him ready.
Is he on Twitter?
Yeah, at Uncle Murder.
Listen to me.
Uncle Murder.
Uncle
Murder.
MURDA. Follow him. And listen, every listener I have right now, from Elwood to Indiana to Chuck to Mike Padmore to Jess from Philadelphia, every person, just tweet him. Say, we need you at Staten Island. We heard about you on The Good Life. You need to call up. We need to get you down here. Cheddar, listen to me. Thank you so much for calling. Before you go on, probably next month, I'm going to get you back on again. We're going to get the audio better. I'm going to burn your shit onto a CD, so we'll get it crisp and clear on the show. Cheddar, say your goodbye, buddy.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out first of all to the Good Life, man, for having me. Everybody on Stand Now, everybody who support, Don't Panic, shout out Wu-Tang Clan, Spectre Deck, my big brother, Capadonna, my other big brother. Shout out Sapho Snuff and his new Year's resolution live. You already know what it is.
That's your last 2 days.
And everybody tweet Uncle Murder. Everybody tweet Uncle Murder. And everybody tweet at Cheddar Banks. February 10th is going down. We're making a movie. I love y'all.
Cheddar,
I'm
letting you go, Chad. Thank you. Let me go. Justin, that's just a solid, solid call.
Yo, Justin. Look, even though I'm going to tell a quick story about my big brother. Awesome dude. So, contrary to popular belief, I have not always been this big of a guy that you all know of now, but my mouth has always been big. You know, I always talk a lot of shit, and I could always call my big brother to have my back. So one, you know, we're throwing a keg party, 15, 16, 17 years old, and the bus is getting around all the different high schools on Staten Island, and word gets out that I'm having a party. So other word gets out that some local kids, whether it was Springville or wherever, were supposed to be robbing my party. You know, they were going to come take all my money that I was going to make from charging all, you know, all the stat rats $5 a pop to drink beer.
Let me stop you right there, Just. I want to tell you just how it went in high school, how it went on Staten Island. Just so everybody knows, we have actually most of our listeners in Staten Island, Tri-State area. We'd go to, like, Royal Oak, these little, like, baseball fields and have parties. The truth is, we went to St. Peter's. We never robbed any kegs. We'd go to the kegs to drink. We'd have a good time. What happened was a lot of these punk kids from all over, from, you know, different neighborhoods, would come and steal the keg. We never stole them. So it comes out Justin Walker's throwing a keg party. All right, Josh, you can finish up now. I just wanted to give people the background that people did steal the kegs.
Yes, sir. So they, you know, word's out that they're going to rob my party. The day of the party, I'm 16, 17. My brother's got to be 21, 22 years old. I make a phone call like, big bro, allegedly I'm supposed to get jacked. You know, could you come by? He's like, no problem. My brother shows up with a couple of his buddies. Allegedly, there were weapons of mass destruction on site. That was never confirmed. But, you know, we didn't get robbed. We had a great time. Probably made out with 15, 20 chicks. Yes, thank you. And it was a great night. So with that being said, Mike, being an older brother in your house, how does it feel to always call your younger brother Jay to protect you?
Well, one, maybe because I'm a man of peace. I'm a man of love. I'm a lover, not a fighter. What happened was, just to piggyback on your keg party story, so you hear rumors about the keg party. I'll never forget. So people are like, oh, we're still going to rob it. We don't care if Justin's brother shows up. And, like, people talk so much shit. And, like, I knew who Justin's brother was. So I remember I was at the keg party early with Justin. I'll never forget this, Justin. We have the red Solo cups. We're hanging out. And, like, you had to walk through the front of the baseball field, New Springville baseball field, to get in. And I'll never forget. So I walk in. Obviously, I say what's up. I don't pay my $5. You know, I was still cheap back then. And you watch, like, all these kids, just who try to look tough with the sideways hat, the collar popped, and they see Cheddar and all his boys in front. Just, how about the hat went straight on. They pulled their pants up. They fixed their collar. They're like, hi, $5 entry.
I think they paid extra. Yeah, no lie, they paid extra.
And the weapons of mass destruction, that was confirmed. I'll never forget. That was the first time I've ever saw weapons of mass destruction. All right, Justin, we have a caller right now. Listen, we actually have like 1, 2, 3. We have 13 different callers. Right now, we have 147 listeners. Listen, I think we went up to, what, 181 today, which is 186, which is the highest we ever had after they retweeted. Justin, we have a caller. This is the phone number I know. Let's get him on the air. He heard about the Good Life last night for the first time. I don't know who wants to claim him as a friend. Just before I say his name, do you want to claim this guy as a friend or me?
Who is it?
It's Mike Padmore. Michael Padmore,
what's
up, buddy?
Throw it in the
Yo,
bag.
What up? What up? The Good Life. This
Mike, what's
great.
Up, man? How are you?
The bag. Just want to say, want to represent SPS all day, 2000, 1999. This is great radio right now. I have to say that. Fantastic radio.
Well, Mike, let me tell you something, Mike, real quick. So Justin and I, what we do is, Chuck Philpott usually does a show. I don't know where he went. He couldn't come over today. So we don't have a real schedule yet, Mike. So you listen to a few of the shows. We just kick it. So the last couple of days, we've been getting a little format going. And after the show, people tweet me, at Mike Sappho. Follow me. Justin, you want to give me your 15 character Twitter name to follow?
Dude, I don't even know it. I think it's
at
KINGJUSNYC99. That's at KINGJUSNYC99. Yes.
Underscore, at sign, question mark, star.
Yeah, it's long as hell. I'll just tweet Mike, and you guys he'll retweet it, and you'll have my shit.
So I got a question for the host.
Yes, always.
So
I know what you're gonna ask, Michael. Go, buddy.
I want to know who are gonna be your three dinner guests that you want to sit at the table with you.
Andrea Lisi, and
wait, I missed the first one. I actually missed what you said.
Who do you want? What three dinner guests do you want to have a dinner with?
And who'd you say, Justin?
Andrea Lisa, Mila Kunis, and I can't even think of the third girl.
Thank God. Don't say it, because people listen. Don't blow it up that much. You can blow me up via texting, or you can't blow me up to 150 people who are going to be like, who's so-and-so? Let's Google that person. truthfully, Mike, right now, at this day, remember, Mike, no sex for at Mike Sappho in 2012. I'm going to say right now, Mila Kunis, Amanda Knox from Italy. Who would my – you know what? Listen to me. I can be all sentimental and say Jesus or my father's mom, but that's not realistic. I might have to say – and this is no joke. I might have to say my ultimate wingman. I might have to have Justin Walker there. I need someone – to kick game with, to get these chicks. I'm not going to sit down myself with three hot chicks and have no game. I might need Justin Walker to be my third. Look at me being...
I hate on you when you talk about those chicks, but I would definitely not mind being at the dinner table with Mila Kunis and Amanda Knox, just saying.
And yes, Justin, they're down with the brown. Listen, Mike.
That's a key component every time.
That is a
I want to give a shout out to my man Zach. Zach in the freezer down in Puerto Rico. I did not get the invite because I was going home for Christmas and they weren't celebrating Christmas. But definitely shout out to Z Money, Money Bags, the whole fam, Ali Berry, Spence, Emily, Mr. Big Mike Fried, everybody.
All right, Justin. All Zach's family, happy Hanukkah, happy holidays. Listen, Mike, we have 2 minutes left in the show, and the truth is, I was disappointed you never listened to the show before. And just last night, I was hanging out with a friend, and we're watching a movie, and I get Padmo's text. He's like, "The Good Life Radio Show, why didn't I hear about this?" So Padmo, who follows me on Twitter but must not actually listen to read my tweets, he listens to it. He said he's laughing his ass off. Mike, we have a lot more shenanigans going on. What's up, Mike?
I love it. I love it. I love the commentary. It's great.
Now, listen, Mike, on a serious note, for real, because what we do on the show from the beginning, my mom called up. We talked about Chuck's prostitution. We're going to talk in the further episodes. We might start the year off with how the Craigslist killer actually prevented Justin from getting more ass. Justin was the original. People go on Match.com, Plenty of Fish, all these websites. Mm. It started with Craigslist, and Justin Walker, he could have been a billionaire because no one got more ass from websites than Justin Walker, and that's a fact. And I'll never forget this comment. So, Mike, I'm single now. I tell Justin, Mike, "Oh, Josh, you know, I'm thinking about going on a dating website. You need to do it." And here's the exact quote, and this is my favorite quote from Justin Walker. He's like, "Mo," he goes, "I've been online dating since 04. The Craigslist killer, he hurt my game." That's just it. When the Craigslist killer got caught, he was furious. Listen, Mike, we got a minute 15 seconds left. Give it to me real quick. I know you want to tell me about Kobe. Come on, give it to me. Let's go.
Well, I just want to say flat out that Kobe is the best player in the NBA right now. And the fact that exists is that he did put it on the Knicks last night. But with that being said, it's going to be a tough season for my Nets. I just want to say shout out to Dwight Howard. Hopefully he's in Brooklyn next year. Shout out to D Howard.
Well, you should have
I got a shout out. Shout out to the New Dorp men's and women's basketball team out in Staten Island.
Yes,
Mike Pat.
Yes. Yes, thank
and
you.
Also,
appreciate the shout out.
Also, I would like to say I apologize. I never got to talk shit about your horrible Jets and that wretched performance against my G-Men.
What up, Just do me a favor, Josh. Just do me a favor. Listen, Mike, you too. We have 30 seconds left. I'm going to say my goodbye. We'll talk. We're going to have to do a show tomorrow. We'll figure out the time because we're going to, all of us, you know what we're going to do tomorrow, Mike? Maybe we'll get us three. We'll get LB, Moochie. We'll get the whole crew on the air for a little shenanigans for half an hour. Listen to me. Everyone, have a happy new year. We're going to do a show tomorrow. I'll post what time it is. Thank you, Vidal Hazelton, Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver. Thank you, Cheddar Bang. We're going to promote his show. Thank you, Chuck Philpott. Always thank you, Mike Padmore. Justin, thank you for giving me many of your time. It's the good life. Thank you, everybody, for calling. We have a lot more shit to get through next year. Everyone have a good night. Thank you.